before us, not a long agenda, but we have one governor's appointment, that is Ms. Valerie Shaw, appointee to the Community College Board of Governors of California. Let's establish a quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Canella.
Here.
Canella here. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Mitchell.
Here.
Mitchell here. Runner.
Here.
Runner here. De Leon.
Here.
De Leon here.
Okay, we've established a quorum. Colleagues, let's go to file item number one. Can I get, we have a motion made by Ms. Leyva. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Canella.
Aye.
Canella, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner.
Aye.
Runner, aye. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Motion passes on a bipartisan vote. Colleagues, let's go to file item number three through nine. I guess we have a walk on. That's the second page. We have a motion made by Ms. Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
You want to separate? What do you
want to
separate?
I think we want to separate the committee expansion, five and seven.
Okay, five and seven. So let's go to file items number three, four, six, eight through 16. Okay. We have a motion made, but I'm going to repeat it. We're going to repeat it one more time, and maybe perhaps I'll make it easier. We're going to go to file item number 3 through 16. However, we will remove, separate 5 and 7. Okay? Okay, we have a motion. It's already been made. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Canella.
Aye.
Canella, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner. Runner, aye. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Motion passes on a 5-0 vote. Colleagues, let's go to file item number 5. Can I get a motion?
And just so we're, I'm going to abstain. It's just that the percentage of the committee doesn't match the percentage of Republicans versus Democrats. So that's our only objection.
Mm-hmm. You're Republican? I forgot. Okay,
well, maybe that's what's throwing us off.
Gotcha. Good point, well taken. Yeah. What do we do? We'll do 5 and 7 together. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Canella? Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner? De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Motion passes on a 3-2-0 vote. Thank you very much, colleagues. Let's go to Ms. Shaw. Ms. Shaw, welcome. Ms. Valerie Shaw, welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
If there's anyone that you'd like to introduce, please do so. And if not, we'll go straight to it.
Okay.
Please, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, my 30 seconds.
No, longer than that. Yes, you know.
Well, I've only got 30 seconds for you. But that's
all you got is 30 seconds.
That's what
okay,
they told
there,
me.
You there you go. No. You take your time.
Hello, my name is Valerie Shaw. I was born in Los Angeles and educated in the public and private schools in the area. And for generations, my family, like other families, have been committed to community service. And as a result, I've spent my adult years working in the nonprofit arena, local government, and in education. My entire professional career has been steeped in the theme of the old spiritual entitled to help somebody. That's my focus. And that is a theme that I bring to this effort, simply to be a part of the process that moves forward the lives of the students of the community college system. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Shaw. You did time. It was three. Okay. So with that, Ms. Shaw, what we're going to do is we're going to open up to questions and answers from members of this committee. We can start with Ms. Leyva.
Good afternoon, Ms. Shaw.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Just a couple questions. Since joining the board of the community colleges, have you had an opportunity to visit some of the campuses? Is there one that you think needs more help than another?
I've visited several. I think the one I visited, the Compton College.
Okay.
And I also visited Mount Sac and Folsom, and so there's just a, a dramatic difference between those Mount SAC and Folsom versus Compton.
You bet. Mount SAC is just outside my district, and my husband coaches baseball there, so I'm very familiar. I also attended there, but I would think they'd be very different.
Yes, yes. And so, what was your question particularly?
In visiting those campuses, what are your impressions? Is there one that needs more help than another?
Well, obviously Compton needs more help.
Okay.
I mean, one of the reasons that I sort of wanted to focus on homeless students, and just in touring that facility, the infrastructure is degraded. I think the college president told me at least 10% of the students are homeless.
Wow.
So they have tremendous challenges there. So certainly that's one.
Okay.
But in Mount SAC or Folsom and other ones, some of the campuses are just absolutely beautiful. The faculty is interested, and the students seem happy.
Very good. Career technical education is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. I think we've done a great job of moving our young people towards getting a four-year degree, but I think career technical education provides another opportunity that is much needed. How do you see community colleges who have a lot of these programs, how do you see them doing outreach to make sure high school students know about these programs?
I think that's happening now with our institutional effectiveness program, where the community colleges are going to, let's say I'm going to use LA as an example, I'm from LA, are going to the high schools and having meetings to make sure that the high school's curriculum is in concert with going to college. And in terms of the career technical education, one of the things that I think and I use Trade Tech as an example, they're really trying to bring practitioners into those systems that can fashion curriculum that really meets the real job
yes.
arena.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Shaw.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous. Huh?
Thank you very much, Ms. Leyba. Madam Vice Chair.
Good afternoon. Once again, it was good to have an interview with you this afternoon.
Yes.
I really pushed on the bill from 3 years ago, AB 2462, that required the chancellor to come up with academic credit for any training that veterans have had. Having a couple veterans in my family and one serving now out in the middle of nowhere, I don't know where he is. I think it's very important. The UCs did it already, and CSUs. And the community colleges have not. And I asked you, what as a board member that you can do to follow up to make sure the chancellors are actually doing this for our veterans, because we're gonna have more and more coming back. And we don't want them to duplicate their GI Bill as far as using it. They could get 3 units for something they learned in the military instead of paying for those units. So. Can you answer that for me?
Certainly, that's something that we're really interested in. I think, as I mentioned, we have over 70,000 veterans within our system, mm-hmm. Of the 113 community colleges, 67 have veterans resource centers. So we're certainly interested in and care about mm-hmm. the lives of veterans. In terms of the creating curriculum, or creating credits for military service. We're in the throes of making sure that happens. I think we'll have some guidelines for all the community colleges in June of this year. I know we've been a bit delayed. I think it was due to some staff changes, as I understand it, but mm-hmm. certainly we're passionate about making sure that happens. It is challenging, it's complicated mm-hmm. to try to take military experience and fashion that into curriculum and for mm-hmm. a vast number of degrees or in areas, but it's something that we're working on and we're looking forward to make happen.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned veterans committees, but not in all of the 113 community colleges. You said
about 67, 69.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And is that something you're going to increase over the
I'm certain we would. My fellow board member Nancy Sumner is very involved in the veterans. She is a veteran and been involved in that arena, and I'm certain that's something she's been advocating for, and I intend to support her on that.
Good. Thank you. And we did talk about workforce education and that middle certificate, kind of, you said 70% over the next.
Middle skills. The jobs of the future are really middle skills jobs that won't require a BA.
Right.
That will require some type of education certificate.
Right.
And the like.
And
so that really should give focus to the whole community college system. Focus, right. Hopefully, and also funds.
Good.
We're hoping.
We talked a little bit about accreditation. Tell me what you think's going on there.
Well, you know, the big challenges, and actually, I think next, on March 21st, our chancellor will be reporting to the board on his ideas on how we can move forward with possibly a new model. Again, we've experienced, in the last 10 years, two-thirds of our community colleges have received some sort of sanction, which is equivalent to 89% of all the sanctions in the United States, which we think is very odd.
Yeah.
So we've sort of lost faith in this institution that has this sort of oversight. So we're looking for different models, and we'll know in a week or so, the board will, what the path forward is.
Okay, good, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Vice Chair. Mr. Cannella.
I have no questions.
Thank you very much. Last but not least, we have Ms. Holly Mitchell.
Thank you, sir. Just full disclosure, I've known Ms. Shaw probably pretty much my whole adult life, if not even longer. And I just have to say that your 30 seconds, you certainly downplayed your community service and the community service of your family to the residents of the state of California. And as a native Angeleno, just knowing the history of your family and public service, I'm glad that in your own retirement, you've agreed to heed the call the governor has called upon you to continue your service. So I appreciate that as an Angeleno. I was struck by the statistic you shared about the number of homeless kids at Compton College. Mr. Pro Tem and I just this morning were on a panel, California Budget and Policy Project, where we were talking about deep poverty in California. So what's your vision? Do you have one yet about the number of homeless kids at Compton? What services do they need? Just tell me a little bit more about that, because I was struck by the number.
I've had several conversations with Keith Curry, and who's, I'll call him the CEO there, and it's just something he's grappling with. Obviously, they need every service, housing, health. I know he has a health provider on campus, in addition to what all of our students need, you know, transportation issues, just general financing, but they need money for food. So, I mean, I think it's just, once this problem has been, thoroughly analyzed, and I think that, you know, depending upon the college campus, there has to be some sort of concerted effort to move forward. We might need to use the veteran resource model to come up with some sort of mechanism that helps homeless students, where you just have all the resources in one center, and they can come for that, because they really are sort of the least of us in terms of just their opportunities, but they still have hope because they're in college.
And coming
they still see
day.
Some sort of forward motion in their lives, even though they have nothing.
And that's interesting. You talked about the veterans model. I mean, a number of the colleges I know have support centers on campus for kids in foster care. I'm just thinking about all the other categories, the CalWORKS programs that are on campus to support the CalWORKS recipients. But it really may require a different or expanded model to support the homeless community that are on the community college campus. That's interesting. Well, again, I thank you for your commitment service and look forward to having the ongoing conversation about the homeless population in the community college system. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Holly Mitchell. Any other questions or commentaries from the members? Seeing none right now, I think the imprimatur of Ms. Mitchell with regards to your person, Ms. Shaw, is all that is needed for me right now. So do we have any folks in support of this nomination? Seeing none, those in opposition, Also, seeing none, do we have a motion made from this one? We have a motion made by your very good close friend, that is Ms. Mitchell. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Leyva? Mitchell?
Aye.
Leyva? Leyva, aye. Senator Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye.
Ms. Shaw, congratulations. You passed on a bipartisan 5-0 vote. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was quite a journey, I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Colleagues, we're going to adjourn the Senate Rules Committee. We're going to enter an executive session. So this session is adjourned.